This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's good day. Time for the good news and for a good feeling. It's the program. This is where you're going to find it. Doug Steffen with a good day program. I've always wanted and always have, or at least tried to, most of the incarnations of this program and other programs that I did before it became a national thing were all aimed at good stuff. I want the good stuff. And that's why Jay's here, because she's the good stuff.
Hmm.
You'd be here. Is that okay to refer to you as the good
stuff?
Thank you. Okay. Jay Kirshner.
You. Go on.
Doug Steffen. Okay, so let's do babies in the news. A police officer in New York has delivered 5 babies in 5 years. Sergeant John Eric Negron has earned the nickname, the Baby Whisperer. His fellow police officers think he's very cool, helping deliver 5 babies in the past 5 years. And so the latest is Rebecca Rise went into labor 3 weeks early at her home in Shirley, New York. And so police officer Sergeant Negron was one of the officers who responded to the 911 call, along with several other officers. They arrived at the scene where one of their colleagues was already assisting Ms. Rebecca Rees in having a baby in her living room. As soon as she said she's starting to push, I said, "This sounds like something I've heard before." Yeah, I think he has.
Catching babies left and right.
Right, exactly. So he's been with this police department for about 10 years. He doesn't have any children of his own. He said the first 4 deliveries were me by myself. And so now he had all these other people around to help, and he became the supervisor.
Yeah, now I'm sure he really knows what to do. His first one back in 2017 was a rough one. When the baby arrived, the umbilical cord was wrapped around its neck and not breathing, and he used a turkey baster to get the fluid out of the baby's throat, saved the baby's life.
Quick thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey baster is good for all kinds of things. I won't go into what the rest of them are, what it's good for in some other areas, but at any rate, so that's good. Congratulations to Officer Negron. Good to know there are people out there who are of service that know how to do this. Did he have any training, EMT training or anything like that? Do you have to do that when you become a police officer? You have to learn some of that stuff, or is that just firefighters?
I think to a degree you do, not as much as what firefighters have to learn. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Didn't he become a godfather to at least one of these children?
Yeah, the
birthed?
First one. Mm-hmm.
The first one.
Yeah, he's the godfather, the baby that he saved.
Yeah, good for him. All right, another baby in the news. This happened in Atlanta, in a McDonald's. Listen, I don't know. I can't imagine a worse place in the world, could you? Other than out in the middle of a field someplace. The lady's name is Alandria. I think that's how you pronounce it. Alandria Worthy was in labor on her way to the hospital, but she asked her fiancé to pull over at the McDonald's so she'd go to the bathroom. So he stopped at the McDonald's, and instead of leaving with Big Macs, they left for the new baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Went in the bathroom.
And that's probably why she felt like she had to go to the bathroom, because it was time for the little girl
water
to come
break.
Out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. It was an experience because it happened so fast, she said. She started screaming, and the manager of the store came in to help. The manager was kind of surprised to see what was going on in there. The manager said, "I thought they were joking." I opened the door, didn't see anybody, but I saw feet under the door. I opened it, and she was on the toilet, lying back, screaming. And then I knew to tell my crew, "We're having a baby today."
Mm.
Think about that, though. In a McDonald's, I don't know that much. Are McDonald's bathrooms clean?
The ones I've been into are.
Yeah.
But I think, regardless of the public bathroom, I think any public restroom is just not a place you want to bring a child into this world. But also think about all the things that could have gone wrong and all the pain and just, this is a good story that nothing bad happened.
It is. It's good news. That's why it's here.
Yeah.
Good news. Okay. In the more serious world of news and what's good and what isn't, is there going to be a railroad strike? I thought it was interesting. The president has been talking about a couple of things with regard to the railroads and the strike. And he said something yesterday or the day before, I remember it was earlier this week, when it came to the railroad strike, that he was a pro-labor president. And when I heard that, I thought of what we just talked about, somebody being in labor. I'm in favor of women in the labor. There you go. They can see how, with all the discussion we've been having about words, tidbits, little bits and pieces of phrases and stuff, I could see where someone would take it that way. Or maybe somebody wants to twist his words around.
I remember in high school with somebody who thought Labor Day was for women.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. For birthing women. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so Biden's a proud pro-labor president. Good. The ladies of the world will be happy to hear that. So the question that was based around whether or not there's going to be a railroad strike, should we force railroad workers to accept a deal because it's good for the country, good for business, good for capitalism. So what's your take on that, Jay? Yes, no, there should be no strike because the country can't afford it.
Well, then the country better give them what they want.
Well, is that the way to fix the problem? There are some people who say that we should nationalize the railroads. Instead of them being private entities, they should belong to the federal government. I think that's about the worst idea that's come upon. But there are some people that are seriously pushing that idea.
Mm.
Horrible idea. But the other side of it is, and I think I asked this the first time we had this go-round with the labor focus, the unions all have their contracts. I mean, smart union move. Dumb move of on the part of the railroads to have all of the 12 labor contracts they have with various work organizations, they all come up together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the original thought was, well, better to have the problem all at once than have one labor union over here going on strike this year and another one next year. We got to have strikes galore. This way we put them all together, and I guess there's something to be said for that.
Well, and then one may hinder the other one. Well, it just seems that there are a number of occupations, let's just be real, a lot of people, period, are overworked, underpaid. That's just
not railroad workers.
But there are some occupations that need to be better taken care of. And it's teachers and first responders. And, yes, the transportation.
Nah, I don't agree with you on that one. Railroad workers, the unions have gotten them to a point where they make a lot of money in comparison to others for the same kind of work. I might agree with you. Excuse me. I'm not sure I agree with you. I used to agree on teachers. But the fiasco of COVID sort of brought out the need to better scrutinize the teaching profession and the people who are teachers. There are a lot of teachers who did fabulous work during the pandemic, and there are a lot of teachers who took advantage of the situation and didn't do a doggone thing. And I think that may be the responsibility of management to a point.
Good job weeding that out.
Yeah, getting rid of the ones that are no good. And the reason that there's a problem is going back to unions. The unions have said, you remember the story of the guy who was a teacher in Los Angeles who put his feces into brownies that he served to his seventh graders, and they couldn't get rid of him? It took him 2 years to get that.
I thought it was something else he put in. But
well, marijuana,
gross,
I don't know what it was.
And, yeah.
It was all gross. Anyway. So there's that business about unionism and what it does. There's certainly, and the railroads were the biggest culprits, frankly, when unionism came in. Back with the Industrial Revolution, railroads getting started in the Kind of late 1860s through the 1870s, the steam engine, the steam locomotive. Actually, there were some of those around earlier than before the Civil War, but they really didn't become popular means of transportation until after the Civil War. And the people, as you have suggested, at that time were overworked and underpaid. And so the union, it was called, then the unions got a hold of the railroads and the railroad companies, and they started stuff like feather bedding, where people were paid for doing nothing. The old guy that used to ride in the caboose, the conductor in the caboose, he didn't do anything. There were brakemen that did the work. All they did was the brakemen would, when the train stopped, they had to separate the cars. That's what the brakemen did. That was it. That was the only job they had. And they'd ride around in these in the old cabooses. That's why they did away with cabooses. I thought cabooses, when I was a kid, most fabulous thing,
mm-hmm.
right? You remember, were you around when there were still cabooses?
Yeah, but they were few and far between. It was always kind of a game. Whenever we would see a train, we'd try to guess what the color of the caboose was and if there would be one or not.
Weren't they always red? They were most always red.
Sometimes they were yellow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. really? I guess Union Pacific, they would have been yellow. Yeah, okay. I buy into that. So now, anyway, the question will be whether the union is going to be ordered to go back to work, whether there's a federal cooling-off period, and whether the union would do or go along with that, or would they refuse to? That could be something like that. This is so tenuous, that's why Biden is a little, I think, tepid when it comes to this, because this could destroy, there are a lot of things going on in his presidency that aren't great, but this could destroy his presidency. A strike like this that affects the country in a time when we have issues with, you know, money to begin with, and money is created by goods and services being sold, and if he can't deliver them, then you got a problem, and this will all fall on him. Whether that's fair or not, it still will. So that's something to think about here at 18 After. This is Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, social media queen that she is. She's ferreted out all of these stories about celebrities, things that are trending, like the passing of Clarence Gilliard, the fellow who, he was in some movies, you may not remember him, he was best known as the deputy sheriff in Walker, the Texas Rangers show. Anybody here remember that beside me?
I never saw that one, but I was looking at his credits, and yeah. I remember him from Die Hard.
Yeah.
He was in Top Gun, Said Walker, Texas Ranger, so many things. And he had a few more projects coming up.
Yeah. And he also was a professor of theater at the University of Las Vegas in the College of Fine Arts there. He was highly thought of by his students, according to the dean there. But 66, wow, that's way too
young.
Yeah. Yeah, right. He was in Top Gun. Did you say that? He was in Top Gun.
Yeah, Top Gun, Chips, Matlock. He did so much.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, it just goes to show you can never tell what's going to happen. Whether this guy, he apparently had an illness that he's been dealing with for a while. Jimmy Trevette, that was his name. I was trying to find that in the story. I couldn't remember the name of the character he played with Chuck Norris on Walker, Texas Ranger. So he was in that for 8 years, and that show's still around. That's in syndication everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And they even did a reboot.
Trevette, that's what, I can hear Chuck Norris saying, Trevette! And those big hats that they wear, kind of like the hats that they, you know, I have a big one of those big Western hats that was given to me by a friend of mine. I don't ever wear it, although everybody, when I have worn it, people said I look good in it. But I'm just thinking, when I think of the hat he wore in Texas Ranger, it looks like the hats that are being worn by Kevin Costner and some of the others in Yellowstone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I haven't paid attention to those big hats that they're wearing.
I haven't watched them, but I know which hats you're talking about,
yeah.
What are they called, the 10-gallon hats or something?
Yeah, right, 10-gallon hat, yep. And it's, by the way, that show and the spinoffs, they are amazing. There's another spinoff coming out with Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And a TV show.
They've done a great thing with this franchise.
They really have. Woo! Okay, Kim Kardashian settled the divorce. is over. She's getting $200,000 a month in child support.
Per child.
Mm-hmm. Per child? No.
Mm-hmm.
Really? What are you going to do with $200,000 a month? They've got what? One, two, three, four children, right? North, south, east, and west?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's north, St.
Exactly.
Chicago. Some. How about that? $200,000 a month per child in support.
And then they both waived the spousal support. Now, a judge had already granted them legally separated. Not renewed, but they both had single status while they were working on all of the different things. And then he kept going through different lawyer after lawyer.
And we all know what his story is. Anyway, who's she dating now that Pete Davidson is gone? Who's she hooked up to? Because people like this, they never stay single more than 5 minutes.
So you know what? I'm not sure.
Somebody else sniffing around.
I haven't seen anything. I know that Pete Davidson is rumored to be with Emily Ratajkowski.
Who's she?
Emrata. She's a model and actress.
Oh, okay. Of course. Aren't they all?
Gorgeous.
Oh, yes, of course. All right, they're probably all in need of a hamburger. That's usually what the case is with some of those models anyway. Okay, 28 after. Enough from Doug. This is a good day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's student loan debt transfer program, with plans to transfer hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of college borrowers, was given another loss Wednesday as a Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied his request to reinstate it. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell indicated Wednesday the central bank may decide to raise interest rates at a smaller rate at its next policy meeting in mid-December. The markets reacted positively, powering the Dow Jones Industrial Average more than 700 points higher. The House passed legislation that will force railroad unions to accept the terms offered to help them by the Biden administration. After a brief illness, Christine McVie, who played with Fleetwood Mac and wrote some of their most famous songs, died Wednesday at a hospital surrounded by family. The British singer-songwriter was 79. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends.
Is this Glenn Frey? I know it's the Eagles, but I can't remember whether Glenn Frey who did this, or what's his face, the drummer? Who's the other guy from the Eagles?
Oh, I cannot recall at the moment.
Glenn?
Yeah. I love this song. I don't typically like the slow Christmas jams, but this one...
I don't either. Crank this up, will you please, James?
Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas.
Yeah, I guess we can say it's Christmas season or close enough to it. This week will be in the month of December, so we can give Christmas credit for things being better. We're going to, this program is about the good stuff. There are plenty of people who are angry. You can wake up to somebody yelling at you if you want. Go find the other station where there's somebody yelling and screaming. Otherwise, it's the world is not all full of anger and hatred. And the response, you know, there's plenty of stuff. We talk about all of this stuff, to be sure, but that doesn't mean that it almost becomes the norm when it shouldn't. That's why I don't think it's fair that as much attention is given to whether Mitt Romney likes Donald Trump or not, or, you know, whether this White House official is guilty of doing something wrong. You know, at the end of the day, I don't think, and I use the term in the light of eternity. That was something my father used to say. In the light of eternity, who's going to remember and who's going to care? It's the here and now. Yeah, there are a lot of people that are into this on the here and now department, but, you know, at the end of the day, unga bunga. Okay, so with that in mind, I suppose I'll have some people in the news today to talk about Jay. And I suppose this could go down as good news as well, in answer to the many folks who have sent in comments or questions. He shows that people are paying attention to our Facebook page, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. The gummy bear story that I promised the other day, the reason it's a people story, because it's about a fellow named Anwar G., a 38-year-old man who spotted a check while at a train station. The check was on the ground. And as it turns out, this was a check made out to Haribo from a supermarket chain for a large order of gummy bears.
Yeah.
H-A-R-I-B-O. And so this fellow found a check, $5 million, almost $5 million check, and they gave him some candy as a reward for returning the check.
Right? Wouldn't it have just been better at this point to just be like, oh, thank you so much?
Yeah.
It almost seems a little condescending to
give him a box with six packs of Haribo. Yeah.
Yeah, and Anwar G. contacted the company. The man was thanked and told to destroy the check, which he did. Mm-hmm. And then he received a box filled with six packs of gummy bears.
Right. I think there's a finder's fee involved in that check. I suppose, I mean, what do you do with a check made out to somebody beside you that's for $5 million? You can't do anything with it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so maybe he over...
It was good. In the wrong hands where someone tried to do something.
Yeah,
like
I suppose.
It.
Yeah, right. But are they cheap skates? Because they only sent him a box of five different kinds of Haribo products.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They're cheapskates. Anyway.
Like, I feel like if this were me and I found a check and I called and they were like, just destroy it, and they just said thank you and that was it and it was left as that, I wouldn't think twice about it. If I received a package of six packages of gummy bears, I would have been like, seriously?
I like gummy
bears. Nothing is better than
chocolate,
like a little bit of something.
Gummy bears. They're good. All right. Other people in the news today. King Charles may give Princess Charlotte Queen Elizabeth's former title. This sounds rather convoluted and complex. The question is, will he? Is he saving something special for Princess Charlotte? And I guess that we're going to grab onto this. Who is Princess Charlotte? 7-year-old granddaughter of the, she's the Duchess of Edinburgh. Queen Elizabeth II was known as the Duchess of Edinburgh before she became monarch.
Mm-hmm.
And so this girl could be the Duchess of Edinburgh number 3, right? Is that how many have been there before her?
And the thing is, Prince Philip, he was the Duke of Edinburgh, and it was questionable of whether or not Prince Edward, that was speculated.
So this is his daughter. Charlotte is Edward's daughter. Right?
No, Princess Charlotte is William and Kate's daughter.
Oh.
The Prince and Princess of Wales. And
okay.
What's significant about Princess Charlotte is that she is the first that did not lose her place in line to the throne by a male heir being born after her. So she was the first one to keep her place. And this kind of goes with what has already been discussed with the queen when she was still around and then what King Charles would do to streamline the royals, where there it's not so many royals in succession and so many different titles. So
yeah.
That kind of goes with Prince Edward, who I believe is the youngest, in not receiving this title, it kind of goes along again with what I said, the streamlining thing. So it's looking like Princess Charlotte will get Queen Elizabeth's former title.
You following all of this? The big reason they're doing it is because they have too large a fleet of Range Rovers, and they're trying to cut back on the expense of everybody in the family having a Range Rover. I think that's the
And one of the things that I think the public has been saying is that so many of their tax money and so much money is going towards this family, who they are massive, and they're, I think, realizing that not everybody needs to really be a part of the really, like, core royal group. You can have some sort of title. But
I think I was kidding about the Range Rovers.
The working royals.
Between the Range Rovers and the Daimler, those old big sedans that they have, those are expensive, man. I have a lot of those around. Here's another person in the news. Liam Waldish is a scrubber, 25 years old, window cleaner, scrubbing road signs free to improve safety. Started a window washing business. He's been cleaning road signs in his spare time to give back to the community. He launched his window service, and now he's become a well-known figure. So these some of the signs he set along the roadways, terrible condition. So when I pass them, I pull up and give them a cleanup.
It's not safe when people can't see what the road signs are.
And there's a lot of, that goes everywhere, but it's just another example of somebody who's not just thinking about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's just don't think about yourself all the time. Think about others. Here's another, this is a couple of people here in the news. Brenda and Dennis Delgado, who met while going through the mayonnaise department in a grocery store. They were trying to figure out whether to buy Miracle Whip, Hellman's, or whatever else was in there. This is an Arizona grocery store. So they met there, and they went back there to get married.
Mm-hmm.
This is, right? Now, these people are not spring chickens. They're in their 70s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Brenda said, we don't have that many more years to do something dumb and stupid. So we'll start our marriage in the mayonnaise aisle of the supermarket. Anyway, Brenda lost her husband. She'd been married to him for 30 years. She was looking for a new sandwich spread in aisle 8 of the Fry food store in Phoenix. She struck up a conversation with Dennis Delgado, and they were wearing masks. And he said, you know the best thing about wearing a mask? You can pass these people not wearing a mask and curse them under your breath, and they don't hear a word you're saying. That's true. How many of us have done that, actually, during the pandemic, right? Those people not wearing masks, those irresponsible SOBs, right?
To each their own.
Anyway.
My biggest thing was it wasn't about the wearing of the mask or not wearing of the mask. It was the half wearing of the mask.
Yes,
under
your nose.
The mask over the mouth, but not the nose, or wearing it, but it's on your chin. It was like, just take it off.
If you're not going to wear it, don't wear it.
One way or the other. But one of the things Dennis had also, they bonded over both losing a spouse. As you had said, Brenda had lost her husband of 30 years, and he lost his wife of 45 years.
Yep. He said he was angry at God for taking away his wife. And then Brenda said, she was trying to find her purpose again. Her husband died of prostate cancer. And then the relationship got serious, and he proposed last April. He said, I'm going to get you an engagement ring. And she said, okay, yeah, sure. So he left a couple of hours later. He came back, and she said, have you been drinking? Anyway, Dennis wasn't drunk. He wasn't joking around. He said, I want to marry you. And so they did the deed at aisle 13, right, in the supermarket there, looking at the Miracle Whip. Right? The condiment aisle. Isn't that what it's called? It's the condiments. They're on the sign before you go up and down, the condiments are in there. So good for them. That's kind of a cool thing. All right. In a moment, I would like to talk about Amazon, because there are a lot of folks who are not happy with Amazon. And I say it serves you right, but then that's too much of a na-na-na-na-na. So let's talk about what actually seems to be happening at Amazon right after this.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
What will Staples think of next?
right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, a couple more people in the news that I didn't get to before I get to the Amazon thing. That's kind of short and not so sweet. Country singer Jake Flint, 37 years old, just got married over the weekend, and he died over the weekend. 37? After his wedding? His wife says, I don't understand. What happened? This guy looks fairly healthy, but imagine getting married, and on the night of your honeymoon, you croak.
That's awful.
Isn't that awful? That's terrible. I'm chuckling, but it's just awful.
Devastating.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Okay. So, it's not your imagination. I've been reading reviews. I'm not an Amazon fan, and you know that. I come to the party, full disclosure, I don't like them. I don't like to use them. I buy books on Amazon. And that's about it, although I did buy something for the farm there recently because I couldn't find it anywhere else. But apparently shopping on Amazon has gotten horrible. Have you heard that, Jay? Have you talked to anybody? And this is what happens when one company becomes so powerful. Mm-hmm. All the local news stations, because there's an Amazon warehouse everywhere, so they're all doing stories about all the stuff going in and out, but not stories about people complaining that everything on Amazon, when they go on the website, has become an ad. Much as anything else, it's confused. Huh?
There's no quality control. And they do so much work with, one of the good things about Amazon is they do a lot of work with mom and pop shops who wouldn't otherwise be able to reach a larger audience or a larger consumer base.
Yeah.
And so that part is good, but there have been times where I have received damaged equipment. It almost seemed like somebody took, it was a phone case, and took the phone case that I had ordered and put their phone case in the box.
Great.
And it was delivered. It was a used, wrong phone case.
Alright, well there it is.
The box is empty.
Alright, it's 10 before the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Three past the hour now, time for the bright light from the animal kingdom. Well, I guess we are all animals, so we're all from the animal kingdom. I don't know that specifically that should apply to two-legged animals, but Warren Eckstein is here. You're proud to be a part of the animal kingdom, are you not? In many instances,
no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's more goodness in the animal kingdom, excuse me, than there is in the human kingdom. And that's demonstrated by what Warren does to help people out. There's a connection, as many of you who've listened to Warren's program over the past 40-some-odd years, and I don't say that facetiously, that's how long he's been around, I tease him, but people tease me, too, as to how long you and I have been on the air. So Warren, early on, started a nonprofit called the Kisses Foundation. This is named after his vitamin mineral supplement. That is a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous way to keep your dog, your cat tuned up. Their vitamin mineral supplements for each of the phyla, if you will. The dogs and the cats are different. And you can hear him talking about it a lot on the pet show. You can find out about it on his Facebook page. And you can go to hugsandkisses.com as well. But as this is Giving Week, people gave a lot for Giving Tuesday, but it goes on through the course of the week. What have you done with the money that people have been giving you in the past years for Giving Tuesday or Giving Week? Where does it go?
You know, actually, Doug, I started HugsAndKissesAnimalFund.org in 1990 after my first wife, Faye, passed away. In her honor, basically, she worked side by side with me, saving as many animals as we possibly could. So I started the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, and basically what we do is we're kind of like the United Way. I'm able to raise money, knock on wood. But a lot of organizations, you have these big organizations out there with public relations and marketing, and they do a good job. But the ones who do the bulk of the work in rescuing animals are the small mom-and-pop organizations that you've never heard of. People that yep. raise $50 at a car wash to spay and neuter a dog. Those are the people we help. I'll give you an example. In the last couple of weeks, in fact, just this week, just yesterday, I sent a check to a group in Texas, in Lockhart, Texas, where the inmates, the female inmates, train their dogs in basic obedience skills, making it a lot easier for them to be adopted. So we just sent them some money. We sent some money last week to a couple of Indian reservations up in Montana and North Dakota. Again, never heard of, with problems with stray dogs and unspayed animals. So we sent money to them. And the small mom and pops all over the country. In your state in Massachusetts, there was a small group working with dogs. They had a van that they used to take the dogs back and forth to be spayed. The van broke down. They needed $500 to fix the van. I sent them $500. They fixed the van, and now they're back and forth. So we're not giving big donations. We give smaller donations to many different organizations, which really make a difference. And if your people want to help out, they can always go directly to the website. It's hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. And by the way, let me just state this. Every single penny that people donate goes there. There's no expenses taken out. The expenses are covered by me personally. There's no expenses. There's nobody being paid. As a matter of fact, the people we donate to, we will not donate to an organization that has salaried employees. It has to be a 501c3 that has all volunteer workers. And I'm so proud of the people we've helped, the thousands and thousands of dogs and cats that never, ever would have been able to be helped because they don't have the ability to raise the money like the big organizations do.
Well, you tout on this way. I went to hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. A donation of $10 to $50 gets a gift from you, a pet bandana, something like that. That's not a reason to do it, but it's a nice thank you. There are a lot of things that you are going to feel. Maybe you get a T-shirt. What you're going to feel, though, is good about helping some, as Warren said, a small organization. I have my Eastley Farm Educational Foundation, and people give me donations. I'm trying to think of how much we collected last year, but it's to save cows. You and I were just talking about cows being saved before we went on the air, and there are not only canine solutions, but bovine solutions and equine solutions. There are a lot of different charities that are set up to help save animals of all sizes and shapes. And so Warren's is the best. HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. That's where you is. This is the week to do that. If you're conscious at all of all of the PR that Giving Tuesday and the Giving Week gets, and then for all practical purposes, as Warren is suggesting, give it to a group that's going to use all the money, all of it, to help out. All of our money goes to, I put in whatever expenses there are, I take care of myself. So that's the way it ought to be. Check it out. HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. Happy and proud to have Warren here and happy to promote that. Happy holidays, as a matter of fact, from Warren and me as we get into the holiday season at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.